Grant.
I'm Raf.
And I'm Raf.
We're Raf.
Raf Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Raf Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
We'll just, let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, questions.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beasting it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Raffaele Rispo, Ralph Pizarro, Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNC USA 26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more and less of? This is going to be a show for you guys too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
And benvenuti, fellas and bellas all over the world. Welcome to the post-game rant. I am Raf Pizarro, joined by my co-host, the Vicar of Vesuvius, Rafa Rispo, and none other than Gaetano Salazzo. Welcome back, boys. How are we doing today, guys?
Awesome. Buonasera. Awesome. What's going on, guys?
Cool, man. Doing good, Rafi. Doing good.
Oh, boy, are we doing good today, sir. Welcome to everybody on the chat. Let's get this rant on the road as Napoli, in their season opener, defeat Venezia 2-0 at the Stadio Diego Armando Maradona, guys. And what a game it was. But welcome back to the post-game rant, guys. Let's start off, as we always do, with our stats of the game, guys. We can even get a little music going, all right? We'll even get a little music going. Starting up for today, our lineup, boys, the 4-2-3-1. We knew this was going to be the base for Luciano Spalletti. He said in previous press conferences he started it today. Starting in the back, Mario Rui with Koulibaly. Manola still here. Not sure what's going to happen with him, but he was here today. And Di Lorenzo in the middle today. We have at the CDM Fabian Ruiz and Lobotka, along with Insigne, Zielinski, who snagged an injury in about the 35th minute. We will talk more about that. And then Politano starts off on the right today with Ozingham today. Big red card today, guys, in 25 minutes. I think we're going to see in the stats. It was about almost like 20 cards today. It was crazy. Goals coming from Insigne from a penalty kick, as well as Elmas a little bit later on in the second half. Guys, Moret in between the pipes. He starts today. Moving on to the stats, guys. 56 in possession for Napoli, 44 for Venezia FC. Chances 5-7 versus the yellow cards and red cards today, guys. 2-1 for Napoli. That one red card we saw coming from Ozingham. 7 yellow cards for Venezia today. Boy, listen, welcome to Serie A, Venezia. 2 corner kicks each with a pass percentage almost at 90% each, guys. Going on to the game shots today, 13 shots total for Napoli as we have 8 for Venezia. 5 missed shots, 4 for Venezia with 4 each on target. 4 block shots coming for Napoli, 0 from Venezia, boys. That is the stats. Guys, good to be back either way. Napoli make the win today, man. 2-0. 2-0. Gaetano, yes. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Good to see you. Good to be back. This is our first time. You know, we did start last season in January, the Raf and Raf rant. We're super excited this year to start from the very beginning. It's just good to be from the right at the beginning of the season to be here with everybody. I got the chat already going crazy. Gaetano, I'm going to start with you. You were here for the panel a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulties. I promise you'll be back. You're here today at the first game. I want to hear your thoughts. Let me get a real quick summarization of this game for you, and then we're going to take it minute by minute here.
Well, first of all, thanks again for having me back on. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Going to have a lot of fun. But listen, the game, you know, as we were talking before the show started, is a very strange game, right? It's a very odd game in many different respects. Obviously, you get our starting forward, you get a red card for a little bit of a bonehead play. We could talk about that later, I'm sure. Zielinski gets hurt. Now, as you know, you start thinking the worst. You know, first half ends, you're not really creating much. So, again, nervous. little by little, though, we kind of, even with 10 men, we kind of took over the game, I thought. Played really well. Insignias misses the penalty, so you get even more nervous. I mean, he really missed that penalty. Then we get another one.
After that one.
Dude, I mean, he wasn't even close. I haven't seen a penalty taken that badly in a long time. Mm. Then we go up 1-0, kind of settle down. But listen, Venezia, even when they were up one, a man up, they were still sitting back. We were still controlling the game, which, yeah, you're right. It was, you know, kind of mind blowing. So I don't know if they're quite ready, just to touch on them real quick, for this level of play. But now listen, we did what we had to do. The 3 points was all that mattered, especially after the nonsense at the beginning. And we put it in the bank and we move on, especially with take the Juventus tying, all these little points add up. At the end, we saw what happened at the end of last year.
Right.
So we'll take it. We'll take it and run with it.
Yeah, definitely with you there. Cannot lose points against these teams, especially these newly promoted Serie B teams, especially in our home. We got to let them know who's boss, right, Rafa?
Yeah, man. This was a statement that was made by Napoli today. You know, we can't drop points right away, especially when Juventus drop points. You know, Inter looked amazing this weekend. Like, they didn't even skip a beat. You know, Romelu, who, you know?
Yeah.
They, you know, you got Roma with a win as we played. You got, you know, Lazio won. You know, big teams won. They did their thing. You know, but Juventus dropped points. Hilarious, by the way, how Ronaldo celebrated, took his shirt off, got the yellow, and then the goal was disallowed. That yellow stands, by the way. Yeah. Great job.
36
great job.
Million off.
Great job, Chrissy. Great job, Chrissy. Yeah, so, you know, big time opportunity that we took, notwithstanding the disaster that was the first half. That first half, I mean, I tweeted it for Far From Vesuvius as I ran the account today. You couldn't get a worse start to the season without conceding a goal. Like if we had conceded to Venezia and went down 1-0 in that first half, I think we would have unraveled completely. But we kept our composure. We controlled the match. We really did. You know, let's talk about what happened in the first half, Rafi.
Yeah, let's definitely start from the beginning.
Let's get into it.
I mean, I was convinced that the team was going to come out cool, calm, and collective. And, oh, there it is, baby.
That's nice, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
When do I get one of those? How do I get one?
We'll put them out there.
We'll put them out.
What do you got in your mug, Raf? What do you got in your mug? What do you got?
Water.
Oh, okay. Water. I was thinking of making a cafe, but I went with this.
With the Corona Lime. All right. Hey, now.
Listen, the Corona Cherry. I really needed to come down from this match.
Okay.
It was nerve-wracking already. First game of the season. Nerve-wracking. So
I was taking shots of decaf like it was bourbon right after that Insignia.
Right.
And I'm,
right.
I was like, what do I do? What do I but.
Chin chin, Raf.
Chin chin. Salud, boys. I'm gonna get you one too. We're gonna hook up Gaetano. He's been making all these appearances. We're gonna hook him up real nice.
Thank you. Hopefully, it doesn't take as long as it takes me to get the Napoli merchandise from.
Gaetano. You don't want to fight with me about
just
that.
Just got this one.
Ask Francesco. I got mine in a week, my friend. I gotta find the right spot.
They just don't like me. I guess.
Not. It's I'm. There's some in New Jersey. I don't know, man, but it's like, hey, Napoli, back to back from the web store here. Got my jerseys.
Yeah.
DHL within 7 days. But anyway.
All right.
But yeah, let's talk about the game, guys. Let's talk about the beginning. Like I said, I was confident that we're going to come out cool, calm, collected. And it seemed that way. Spalletti spoke about in a press conference how, you know, one pass has to kind of lead to another, and then we'll see the goal. And we kind of saw Napoli taking their time. They were nice and balanced, something I feel like we missed a little bit last season. So, Gaetano, I want to ask your thoughts. How you saw Napoli come out leading up to that 20th minute when Ozyman got the red card? And then, of course, we saw Zielinski about the 35th minute fall. Looks like a pulled muscle issue because he kind of stopped in the middle of the field, did the international sign of change. And then he came off. But up until that first 20 minutes, Gaetano, how is the look of Napoli?
Well, first, if we're talking purely formation, I thought we were playing kind of a hybrid 4-3-3 more than a 4-2-3-1, but that's just tactics. But, you know, a little bit slow, but not. It's to be expected, first game of the year. We had our chances. Ossie was lively from the beginning. He took a nice touch, turn, and quick snapshot off of the Fabian pass I think it was 10, 12 minutes in. You know, listen, we were going to create chances. Benetia was sitting back. I had no doubt that we probably would have scored a couple of goals at the beginning, you know, the first before the first half ended, if everything had gone okay. Complete control. I forget who said it in the chat before. Complete control of the game, I thought, from the start, and then things just started going haywire. There was no fears of us giving up a goal. I thought we were pretty compact. Loboka played pretty well defensively, even in the beginning.
Right.
But then things turned. I thought we were in control of the match. Aussie was lively. We were starting to kind of churn on some chances, and then things kind of went crazy.
We saw him with that high pressure in like the first 7 minutes of the game where he's attacking the goaltender, and he made noise doing it. I mean, he did it twice. And we saw him do it last season, too. And then, I mean, he didn't skip a beat. He came out. And I think we're going to see a whole lot of that from him this season. And that high pressure really giving the back line as well as the goalie a lot of trouble. And he keeps doing that. Believe me, he's going to start converting those little chances. So, Rafa, first 20 minutes, all right? Because I want to kind of lead up to the red card. First 20 minutes for you, man. How'd you feel?
I mean, felt good. Osimhen was pressuring the keeper. I love that. I love the speed of Osimhen. I love the determination that the team showed. I mean, you know, should have buried a couple of chances there, but I wasn't too worried about anything until what happened with the red card. And, that's when I started to panic a little.
It's funny. Delgado said Ozanem's only weakness is his temper. He controls that, and we move on.
100%.
You know, we spoke to Oma. If you go back, we spoke to Oma. We literally spoke about this. We're like, hey, man, we love him. He got to make sure he doesn't lose his head because the defenders, lo and behold, will get in your head, especially these Serie B guys who, you know, they're going to have a tough time.
Might have a point to prove, you know. Right, they also might have a point to prove. Yeah,
but let's keep it real. They don't have – it's not like they're the best quality players either, and they're going to tend to do things to try to get in our star players' head, and they did. And listen, I don't condone necessarily what he did. I don't think it was right. So, I mean, I guess let's just move right into it now. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Rui. You know, he had a couple run-ins, drew in some fouls. But either way, it all kind of got negated, that first 20 minutes of calmness, right when Ozanem gets this red card. And we saw it was on a corner kick. What was the dude's name? Hyman, however you pronounce it. Had his kind of hand on his neck. Ozanem reacted, kind of turned around to kind of push him off, but I don't think it was intentional, but hand kind of went up near the neck, and the ref, without hesitation, pulls out a red card. Gone. I think Ozanem was surprised. Everybody was surprised. Gaetano, that red card comes out. What's the first thing that comes to your head?
Well, first I want to see the replay because I had no idea what happened. I was looking at the ball, and Fabian had a wide-open volley, and he stopped playing. So I was like, what's going on? Then, they showed the ref giving the red card. I'm like, what is going on? Listen, we could debate whether or not it was a red card. I think the red card is harsh. What I think we can all agree on is that what you guys already mentioned is that for a player of his caliber, who we think is a top striker in Europe or will become one, you can't let these guys get to you each and every game. Right, you got to keep your control, and you got to keep your composure. Because otherwise, these things get, these guys, he just becomes part of who he is. And then guys get even trickier.
They're going to know.
They know. So they'll do it even more. So, red card, probably not, but he has to really be much smarter than what he wants. We need him, guys. We need him.
No, absolutely. We need him. Absolutely. And you, like you said, this is our guy. This is our stallion. Everybody is going to get at him if they know they could. And, I really want him to pull it together. I don't think it was a red card. Lots of people we saw. By the way, big shout out to Marco Messino, Matteo Bonetti, and the boys at IFTV now on Paramount. It was definitely awesome to see these guys over the past couple days. So big auguri to you guys. Good luck to you on your new adventure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But even them was like, that wasn't a red card. And Rafa, I'd like your perspective on this real quick.
I'm going to have to disagree. As a matter of fact, I was texting with Marco during when Osimhen had his foul, his red. He was in studio, kind of paying attention to sort of both games, but he didn't see the action. He had to see the replay. He gets back to me and says, never a red. I disagree. I disagree. I think for me, it's a red because of the intent. You know, it's not the fact that he made the contact or what have you. You know, he's frustrated or whatever. He intended on swinging at this guy. And the referee, obviously, you could tell, 7 yellow cards for Venezia, you know, two for Napoli and then a red card. Mm-hmm. You know, he was card happy today. And the first card he pulls out for Napoli is a red. And, you know, he wasn't playing it. Now, do I agree with the fact that it was a red? It's a little harsh. Yellow, yes.
Okay.
Harsh for me. But the immaturity that we thought was gone, because last season, honestly, and this is another thing I told Marco through text, I said, I thought last year he was really looking like he was over it. You know, he was making smart plays. He was all about good football. He was kind of calming down a bit. I thought he was very like working on his maturity there, his maturity level. I think he just got so excited today. Right. Yeah. 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 No, I'm not gonna read that again.
Don't read that.
But I think he got so overly excited about this match and that he let the defenders great get point. In his head. He can't let them get in his head, and now a straight red card could possibly lead us to him missing the Juve game.
The Juve
now,
game, right?
Because next week is Genoa Napoli. The odds are the odds are pretty good that he misses it because the Genoa game is next weekend, which he 100% will miss. Right. So you might as well go to Nigeria now to play his FIFA matches because I think he's got World Cup qualifying, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check in a minute. But the FIFA break happens after the Genoa game, and then we return to Napoli, Juventus at the Maradona. And if he gets more than one match, he misses Napoli. So he misses Napoli Juve. So it's a costly move. I'm happy at the end of the day. We'll get to talking about everything else later, but I'm happy at the end of the day. It didn't affect us, our result today, negatively. Mm-hmm. But now we need to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Against Genoa, it doesn't really bother me, but against Juventus now, possibly Tuesday is when the league comes out with its Justicia. So we'll see.
All right. Well, stay tuned for that. We'll definitely report on it more. Appreciate everybody in the chat also talking about this. I'm going to read this one because I think this is important by Scoundrel Pilda. He needs to know when to go down. Someone grabs you, take a fall, just like they all do. All right. That could have been a pen. I agree. Smarten up. Got to smarten up a little bit. We love you, Victor, but don't get in your
head. Can't lose it. You can't lose it, man.
We need you out there, bro. We really, really need you. And
I don't know if anybody in the chat or you guys remember, before the corner was even taken, they showed Osimhen talking to the ref that somebody was pulling his shirt.
Right.
And then right after that, that's when all this went down. So they were probably already in his head from before because – They focused on him and he was going like this to the ref, you know, pulling his shirt.
I didn't notice it, but I mean, if that's true, more the reason to take a dive or whatever, or you know, maybe embellish a little bit to show the ref what's going on, and maybe those cards go the other way. So, granted, Venezia had their share of cards today, but at that particular moment. But guys, moving on, we'll see what happens there. You know, we hope for the best. But I think the scariest one of all, because Victor will be back, but Zielinski. 35th minute. I don't know. There was a run going along the side there. He ended up just completely stopping, looking like he pulled a muscle, called for the change. Kind of a scary situation. We don't really know the update as of now. If there's anybody in the chat that saw something, write it in. I'll put it up here right on the board. But at a time where we're already, I don't want to say we're stretched thin. I don't want to say that. But at a time where Demme kind of hurt, now Zielinski, we're going to talk about Gaetano and what he was able to do today. That was good to see. But, guys, Zielinski now, I don't know. I was a little gutted when that happened. How worried are you, and how much does this affect Napoli, at least in the foreseeable future going forward? I'll start with you, Gaetano. Might as well just keep the flow going.
I think he definitely I would be surprised if he made it back for the Genoa game. Hopefully he can then come back for Juve. It looked to me that he picked up the knock when he got fouled at the edge of the box a couple minutes prior. Okay. Looked like it was like a knee-to-knee kind of collision. It looked like that's when he picked up the knock. Hopefully that's the case and it's just a little bit of a bruise and he comes back. But yeah, but listen, we can't afford to lose any more midfielders. Really thin, as you mentioned, Demet out.
Yeah.
Gaetano looked okay coming off the bench. Elmas looked, you know, he played really well. But listen, we're already thin at left back. We can't be thin in the midfield, then we really start struggling. So
definitely not.
To your point, hopefully he comes back. Yeah,
especially Zielinski, right?
Baller.
Right, such an instrumental part of this team. Yeah. Rafa, real quick, you know, your thoughts on Zielinski, thoughts and prayers, like what's the deal, man?
I need to send him a Vicar Vesuvius prayer right now,
Sir,
man.
You gotta do some benedizione.
I got a Benedetto. That's right. You know, it's just our luck to lose a guy like Zielinski at this early. You know, when you got a guy who's like could be midfielder of the season, I think he should have been last year. I mean, obviously, Barella got it and well-deserved, but he was in the running for it for sure. But when you see a guy like that go down this early, it's very concerning. I think that I'm hoping and praying that it's just a knock, just like a thing that's going to keep him out maybe just next week. Maybe it's best that we keep him out next week to save up some energy for the Juve game.
Right.
Hopefully it's a knock that's not that bad where he can return right away, but bad enough that he won't have to go to Poland for his international duties.
Yeah,
stay behind and kind of, you know, rest and relax it. That would give him 3 weeks until the Juve game.
Right,
you know, and let's move forward. I mean, Gaetano coming in was just such a surprise. I mean,
what a great name, by the way. What a great name.
Yeah, exactly. Gaetano. You love
right.
it.
I know
you're going to get a Gaetano kit.
I have to.
You have to. But I mean, he fared pretty well in there. I mean, listen, he came out oh my gosh, who'd he come out for? Fabian. And it was him and Lobotka in our midfield. Let me say this again. It was Stanislav Lobotka and Gianluca Gaetano in our double pivot midfield. Okay? Let me say that again. It was Lobotka and Gaetano. Like and we fared pretty well. Foot Mob gave Lobotka man of the match.
Yeah, it was like a 7-point.
He didn't play too bad. He didn't play too bad at all. So it makes me feel a little better that, you know, Zielinski came out and Elmas came in and did what he did too. You know, like it just seems to me that Napoli are on the right track, you know, and they have to stay the course. They do. Like I said, this is a big, big statement that they have to make today with all the teams winning and Juve dropping points. Now is the time, you know. Dropping points today could have been massive. Absolutely massive.
Well, let's get into the second half then, guys, because, I mean, clearly that first half was just – I don't want to say one to forget, but I could have done without, realistically. There was a lot of drama between the car, between the injury. You know, we saw Napoli needing to adjust. I was with my brother. We were watching a game, and I was like, they need to go back into the – they need to keep this game 0-0, go back into the locker room. Spalletti needs to talk to them. They need to regroup. They need to make a plan. And it seems like it was all Napoli's second half. And I'm assuming something was said in that locker room, Gaetano. I don't know if you're with me here, but if you were Spalletti, what do you say to this team going into that locker room at halftime?
Calma. We're obviously much better than our opposition. We're down one. We're down a man. That's okay. Let's play our game. The goal will come. And I think that's kind of the attitude the team came out with. You know, we were playing really cool, calm, collected. We were again, still on the front foot, even though we were down a man. I don't think there was any reason to be overly aggressive as a coach in that spot because, like I said, and we have all been saying, we were in control of the match. So I think that's probably the message he gave them. And he was very besides the one little altercation he had with the ref, I thought Spalletti was very cool, calm, and collected himself on the bench, on the touchline, which was nice to see after what we've kind of come from with Gattuso. Complete opposite, right? Complete opposite.
It's Gattuso, like the same head but different.
Gattuso's head would have exploded today if just with his refs. Gattuso probably might not have made it out of the game.
Yeah.
Gattuso would have thrown hands tonight, like without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Spalletti's reaction to that yellow card he got really kind of showed me something today too. You know, like he'll do enough to get just a yellow or maybe just a talking to. But like he'll still stick up for the team. He'll still make his voice heard, and you know I think he reacted very well for the second half. I really do.
Yeah,
I think he's been calm this whole time. I mean, honestly, since the beginning, or rather since he got onto this team, I said it. He's been pretty diplomatic everywhere. He knows he needs to get the fan on the sides on his side. He knows he needs the team on his side. He knows not to piss off De Laurentiis. He don't want that beef, and I think he's doing everything he can to kind of just, I don't want to say lay under the radar, but just to, again, keep that sense of calma. You know, the team has the grinta. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes you need it. But sometimes I think Napoli have been missing a little bit of balance for quite possibly a year and a half, in my opinion. And today I saw it. Again, first game out, Venezia with a point to prove, a red card for Ozinem, an injury. I mean, it was just a dramatic first half. But the fact that we came back out, still won this game. I know there was a comment here. Dom, thanks. I don't want to be negative Nancy, but we did play Venezia. Right. But we're supposed to beat them the way we did.
Exactly. Like I said, Dom, it's a statement. It's a statement. You have Inter who beat Genoa, who we play next week. You have, Roma who beat, who was it they beat? Fiorentina. Okay.
Fiorentina.
You have Juve who started out 2-0 against Udinese today. You have Lazio who beat New Boys Empoli. You know,
easily.
For us to have not come away with points, with full points against a team that was just promoted, would have been a disaster right away. And I know it's their beginning, and I know it's just Venezia.
Yeah.
But you have to put into perspective, listen, it's just Venezia, yes. But last year, it was Spezia who we dropped points to.
It was just Cagliari.
Yeah, exactly. So picking up the win, no matter how we did it, is super important. It's so important. We should be dropping points to the bigger teams and not these smaller teams. And then hopefully it's just a draw, you know. Right. And you know, I mean, we're gonna lose some games. It's just the way it is.
Right.
But we need to get full points from all these teams, no matter how it's done. No matter how it's done.
True. And even in the face of adversity, Napoli proved to be the bigger club, guys.
Really quick before you say anything else.
Go right ahead.
And even after the penalty miss. Insigne, Insigne last year missed a penalty in the Supercoppa against Juve and cried his eyes out. This time, he misses a penalty, sails it over the bar against Venezia, gets another opportunity, and he buries it. And he didn't play bad either. He buries the penalty. That's a shift in mentality. That's what it's called. It's a shift in mentality. Shit, I missed that first one. I'm trying to be fancy. I'm going to bury this one next.
Right.
So, you know, props to him. Honestly, I was pissed at him. Everyone was.
Rafa, hold that thought because we're going to talk about him more. I want to get into one of my favorite part of the shows, guys. Today's Beast of the Match, guys.
Let's get it done right now.
Guys, I've been waiting a year and a half for this.
What?
Could you guess? Vincenzo Bertillo, you put the guess out there. You know me so well. That's right. I'm sorry. Listen, there was a couple people we were about to choose for this. There's a couple honorable mentions for sure, but I couldn't wait to get this man up here.
What a photo, Raf.
Elma, you like
that? That's a great edit.
That's a wonderful photo.
It was this was from their Instagram. I blurred the background a little bit because it looked like you had another Napoli player like growing out of his ass. But you know, let me fix this up. I gotta let my boy look good. I didn't want to use an old photo.
Perfect.
Damn right. Oh, well, we'll get there.
we'll get there.
Where was it? Vincenzo. Man of the match. Elmas. 100%.
Yes.
Guys, I have been saying for a year and a half, beast of the match. I'm sorry, beast of the match. I have been saying for so long, I was like, I need to see Elmas a little bit more up top to the left, and we're going to see a little bit more out of him. It happens today. He puts the nail in the coffin.
Dude, the way he shifted to the left and had Insignia drag into the middle, like it was a Chucky Lozano too. Like, honorable mention for me to Chucky Lozano.
The whole sequence.
And you asked me who's your man, who's the beast of Elmas, beast of the match, and you told me you couldn't wait. You've been waiting years to say it. And in my head, I wanted to say to you, I just didn't want to put it out there, but I figured I'd save it for now. For me, just on the couple of seconds that he got, the first couple of seconds alone, Chucky Lozano for me is right there with Elmas for Beast of the Match today. Simply based on the injury that he sustained in the Gold Cup.
He still has a scar.
The seriousness of that injury, and he comes in and boom, right away makes an impact to get that ball to Elmas. He wasn't registered for the. I don't think he was registered for the assist, but he deserved it for sure, 100%.
I mean that whole sequence. Guys, that whole sequence. These are the guys that I want to talk about, and we will. It started from Gaetano to Lozano to Insigne to Elmas. And then with, what, two or three defenders on him in the box, can somehow turn around and slip it right past the goalie on the near side of the net. I had no idea that ball was going to go in today. But on top of it, the fact that he had to come right off the bench, warm up quickly, and then substitute for an injured Zielinski and make his mark. I mean, I'm just so happy Josh Diehl, Rob's Macedonian Prince, guys.
That's right.
You know me so well. I love it. I love everybody on this show. They know me so well, man. Like you said,
Rav Bizarov.
Rav Bizarov. Dude, my cousin married a Macedonian. I'm going to go visit there. I'm going to go.
Get out.
I'm going to go visit their church. I'm going to put a couple dollars in there. Something.
I'm going to go visit the church.
Yeah. But certainly, Elmas' breakout season, without a doubt. I'd like to see him do more of that. He's been more pacey. He's been more aggressive from what I've seen lately. And I really hope this kid, I have a lot of faith in him. You know, he has some more to go, but I'm hoping we see big things. Gaetano, you want to add anything before we get into a couple of these players, man?
No, listen, great shot. He played really well. And, you know, he's got a lot of potential. The last couple of years, I think he's been playing he's been playing out of position in every position.
All over the place, right.
Yeah, all over. So, you know, he lacked that little bit of confidence. He lacked a little bit of consistency. He probably didn't know where he was going to play in, game in and game out. So that's tough on a guy at this level, man. You can't just go in there and play different. You got to have consistency. We saw it today. I think he kind of knows his role on this team. You made a great point. He came off the bench cold, didn't have a lot of time to warm up. He got right into the game. So great shot. I mean, there's a lot of great shots. I didn't realize how live the chat was. When you're a spectator, you don't realize it's crazy. There's like
I can barely keep up. I mean, this is awesome.
But yeah, a lot of shots, a lot of great shots in the chat. Somebody said Lobo Cop. I like how Loboka goes from dead bod to Lobo Cop in one preseason. Amazing. But he played really well. I thought, you know,
Slobodka,
yeah. That guy's like a different person. But yeah, no, great shot on Elmas. He played really well.
Tommy Zutti, still 21. Big things to come for the kid.
We
saw something similar. Well, remember when, what is it, when Ospina, I think it was against Juve last season, Ospina got hurt and they had to put Moret, they had to sub in Moret. Was it against Juve?
Well, Ospina gets hurt so much, I don't remember.
Remember that game?
Draw straws, take a pick.
I'm pretty sure it was against Juventus. Ospina got hurt, like, literally in the beginning of the game. And then they had to put in Moret off the bench. Moret ended up having, like, a stellar game. And I think we won. Matteo says
Atalanta.
Was it Atalanta? But the point I'm trying to make is that sometimes when things that happen where you got to, like, come right off the bench, get into the game, you don't have time to think about it. You know, you don't have time to have nerves. And coming right off the bench and into the game, you're ready to go. At this point, you're hyped up. I don't know, you know, I haven't played much soccer, but I don't know, like, if there's anybody out there that experienced something similar, but there must be something easy. Said to, like,
it's not easy.
just jumping right in, you know, does a player not have time to be nervous and then ends up putting a good performance in? So
it's not easy to do coming off the bench like that. There's pros and cons because you got to understand you're coming in the game cold. Everybody's already been playing for whatever 20, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. They're already, you know, into the game. You're completely cold. It's not easy. Completely tough spot to be in. So I think that elevates them even more for today's performance.
I want to get in now. I know Dom's probably watching us, waiting for us to talk about Lozano, and we will. He was part of that goal from Elmas. We saw his pace, you know, as usual. We saw his pace. We saw his speed. We know he's going to make a difference. I did like Politano. I thought that he was
played well.
He played well. He really helped Di Lorenzo on defense. I think he did a lot for us on defense.
I think he could get rid of the ball
a little bit quicker,
faster. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
he did okay. Yeah.
The one time it was him, I think Fabian were playing a little 1-2, and Fabian was wide open in the corner of the box. He should have slipped it to him, and he kept it instead. And
I remember that. I did see that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Continue.
No, Politano put in a great shift. Listen, the Politano-Lozano debate amongst us Napoli fans is one that's very infamous, right? I think we all know. Mm-hmm. They're completely different players. They have completely different characteristics. They play the same position, but they couldn't be any more different. We all saw that Lozano came in and he made a huge difference. 30 seconds, not even. One run, opened up a ton of space, boom, goal. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Politano. I think he played a good game today. They're just different players that could be used in different circumstances of a game of a season.
Right. It's absolutely a good problem to have. It was almost like the Moret Ospina duo. It's like, it's a good problem. They're both good. And like you said, like you alluded to, Gaetano, they're different players, but they're still good. They both have their different qualities. And I think for a game that maybe we need a little bit more possession, maybe we need a little bit more help on defense, I'd probably give the nod to Politano. But you can see Lozano, what he can do. He is a threat, a big threat to defenses, especially with his pace and his eye for goal. And he can come in and make a difference immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you want to start off with the speed or do you want to give that speed to a tired defense? Right. Either way, great weapons to have on that right side over there. I want to talk about one particular player this week because, you know, we mentioned we're not going into left backs today. I'm telling you, we're not going to go into left backs. What we are going to go into, though, is the middle of the field because now with Zielinski hurt, Deme, you know, hopefully these guys can recover soon. One guy that did come in, again, made a difference pretty fast, and was a guy who is from our youth, I believe, is Gaetano. And I really want to talk about him because everybody keeps saying, we got to buy this, we got to buy that, especially the CM. And I was saying, what about this guy Gaetano? Mm-hmm. I mean, why can't we use him? And now's the time, right? We want to save some money? Fine. Mm-hmm. Use this guy. Rafa, I'm going to start with you in this question.
Yeah.
I'd like to get your thoughts about Gaetano. Are you happy Luciano Spalletti is using him? Somewhat satisfied with his performance today? Do you think he can make a difference on this team? I need to know. We need to know.
Yeah, I'm happy with it. I think that, you know, a lot could be said about what we have, you know, at our disposal. You know what I mean? I'm the biggest advocate of the kids shouldn't play because they're not good enough. But you know what? At the same time, Gaetano, like the point that we made last season was that they got a lot of experience in training with the first team, and there's something to be said about having players train every day with the first squad, you know, especially when the injuries that we had last year and all the kids were training with us and on the bench even, you know. I never really thought that a midfield position was that much of an area of need for us in the mercato. Deme is injured, but he will be back. Now that Zielinski's hurt, we'll see what you know, how long that takes. But honestly, for Gaetano to have come in and play really well today, I think that there's no longer an area of need there. It's just getting the depth. And I'm going to go out there and say it. I'm going to say it, and this is going to piss a lot of people off.
Do it.
I don't care what kind of left back we get, as long as it's a left back and maybe even someone good enough to back up Mario Rui if Mario Rui were to start the whole season at left back. I know, everybody's going to kill me for it. No way Mario Rui sucks, this, that, that, and this. But he even didn't play that bad of a game today either. Let's take into consideration everybody's going crazy about the lack of a left back, yet Mario Rui didn't play awful. He didn't play awful. Put it this way. His play didn't lead to us dropping points or conceding a goal or what have you, okay? And that's all I ask out of this team. Now, as far as the midfield, like I said, goes, you got Gaetano. You got guys – I think we just got rid of Zadatka on loan. But you still have Mashash, you know? We actually do have pretty good young players at our disposal that doesn't really require us to be in an emergency state for a midfielder that, you know, to cover. Now, also that Lobotka is playing pretty decently well. I mean, he's definitely in shape now. And I just don't see the need. And, you know, I may be, you know, counting my chickens before they hatch because it's only the first game of the season. But this is what the January Mercato's for. Now, we're not known to make moves in January either. It's just the way it is. This is me being optimistic. Okay, if we need something, we'll get it in January. But I honestly think that we're covered in every area except for left back. As soon as we get that left back cover or someone better than Mario Rui, we're fine. But I think, yeah, Gaetano impressed me today enough to say, screw it. Let's just keep him on the squad.
Keep him.
You know?
Keep him. I said this. Gaetano, you saw in the Renaissance People chat. Shout out to those guys. I know we got a lot of
shout, big shout out.
Big shout out to Gaetano and the boys there from Canada. We were supposed to have, you know, today Napoli Club Toronto had their kind of like first meetup up there for the game in their club. We were trying to get him in, unfortunately. I'm still kind of waiting on a response, but it was going to be a little hard. But either way, you know, I was definitely outspoken about Gaetano. I really want, considering the market, considering the all that's going on right now, whether we're going to make a purchase now or we got to save money, we got to save in wages. You know, we speak about our youth system. We speak about giving people chances. Now's the time. I mean, this is the time, okay? We're in a pandemic disaster. Serie A and all these teams are having all these troubles. This is the time that we can start utilizing, you know, all those extra pieces instead of just sending them out on loan. Somebody said here, we don't need to send them to Cremonese. Keep them. Honestly, with Zielinski hurt now, I don't think we have a choice. With 8 days left in the market, we can't just get rid of people right now. I know somebody spoke about Unas in here. I believe that was Dom. So, you know, all in all.
Well, if you could see, you saw Unas was getting up to get ready to come in before we scored the first goal.
Right.
You know, so it's clear to me that Spalletti has room for Unas on this club. And that's just another point in position where we are, you know, showing signs of depth, you know.
Right.
And if you ask me, there really is not much that we need. There's not.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people. This is Dom. Dom's a big, very outspoken with the left back, and that's fine. You know,
against the bigger clubs and the Europa, Rui is a liability on defense, and I'll admit that. But that's where I feel like if we get someone like better or suitable enough to because listen, right now the options are Mario Rui or Ghoulam, you know,
or Juan Jesus.
Or Zanoli too. Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, and you're right. Play the kids, yes, but. But Zanoli, for me, left back is a big area of concern. I wouldn't really risk Zanoli right now. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't risk him in big matches. You know what I mean? I wouldn't play him. I'd take Rui over Zanoli in big matches.
I agree 100%. I don't know if Ghoulam is ready physically, to be honest. I think
no, he's not. And even if he is ready physically, Gaetano, he's not. I don't think he's the same Ghoulam. It's just not.
Oh, no. Which is a shame. What a shame.
Right. So if we were to get somebody, even any, like you said, Juan Jesus is a natural center back, but he is pretty versatile. I think he's versatile enough to switch over to the left as well. I'm telling you, you know, everybody it talks a lot of crap about the Laurentiis, Spalletti, whatever. These guys know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I think we're going to be fine.
Rafa, last night, you know, in regards to, I really don't want to draw it out. We're gonna get out of here soon. Pietro Tufaro, I'm going to put up your thing here because I got something to say about that. But I just want to kind of end the note on this left back. I did hear Spalletti kind of say, and the journalists were kind of like digging into him a little bit, trying to figure out, is there going to be another signing? Is there going to be a left back? You know, if I had to guess, considering De Laurentiis and his style's pattern, especially during the transfer season, I think, and Vincenzo said it best at one point, this is not going to be a year to splurge. It sucks. But if we don't get anybody else, Rafa, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. And I think Spalletti was trying to defend that notion the other day when in his press conference like 2 days ago. He was really adamant and really kind of on point when he was saying, I don't need anybody else. I'm good with what I got. You know, his attitude was coming into this team, I already liked what I saw. I liked what I had. The agreement must have been, there's a fire.
There's a fire. I do live right near a fire station.
They're coming for Rafa.
They're coming for my hot takes. Right? They're coming from my shitty hot takes.
Rafa's on fire today, boy. Let me tell you, Gaetano as well, man. The brand here, lots of fun, guys. And the chat. Wow.
Hey, Tommy makes a great point about the backup striker, man. Gaetano cannot be on this team. He cannot be second option.
Yo, I'm really feeling this kid, Mashash, man. You know, like I know we dissed his name before, but before we get into that, like I'll say this and I'll end it here as far as left back goes. If nobody else comes, don't be surprised. And I think Spalletti is a guy. He tried to instill the confidence in his team, saying, I like these guys. I'm going to work with them. So whatever that means, you know.
I get that, Rafa.
I just hope we don't end up in January needing to. Of course, but you'll probably agree with me here. I don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot because we need to save a couple bucks and then we're going to screw the first half of the season. And in January, we're going to have to make it all up and try to repair ourselves. That's the last thing I want. I want consistency on this field. I'm done with injuries. I'm done with, I pray for all good things, but especially that we're not going to, I don't need a perfect team, but we're not going to have a space on that left that's going to ruin everything else we did. So I'll just leave it at that. Rolling on the floor, hot takes.
There you go.
So if you want to add to that, Rafa, you know.
No, my thing is it's not necessarily who we have playing or it's not necessarily who we get. For me, it was an area, and I've said this before on platforms here and there. It's an area of need. We came into this situation with an area of need. You know, we needed a left back and we have stalled on getting one. And now we're relying on Juan Jesus, who I know Spalletti knows, to come over and help out in that situation if we need to, if we don't get another left back, which is fine as well. But at the same time, you know, Husai was a free. He was gone. He signed with Lazio on a Bosman right after the season started. The normal way of how De Laurentiis approaches things is he gets a player right away, when he got Simone Verde right away, when he gets a manager right away. Blah, blah, blah. This year is very different now. Maybe it's COVID, maybe it's whatever. He waited a bit to do things. He wants to wait to sell players, to buy players. He wants to do this. And I can understand the frustration from Napoli fans, and I feel it too. That's why I'm just a little upset that we missed the boat on Emerson, because whether you overrate Emerson or not, he's better than Mario Rui, and Mario Rui is a good enough backup to Emerson,
right,
to have that kind of balance at that position. And we missed that. Right. And we missed out arguing Chelsea on a loan. He ends up going to Lyon on loan, which
that really pisses
me off so much.
There has to be more to that story. There has to be. It's impossible. There has to be more to
that story. Somebody said that, like, because Napoli didn't come through on the Bakayoko deal, like not purchasing.
Maybe.
Chelsea.
There has to be more to the story, man.
I'm not sure who said that, but somebody said it.
Has to be.
Oh, man. The fact is all we knew. As soon as he saw left, we should have just made a move and not wait. So I didn't think we need to see him depending on the Zilu status, you know. Man, who knows anymore? But
I don't know if Zielinski's injured.
Sereno, was this your take? Somebody said this. I may have came from the Renaissance chat. Let me know. I want to give credit where it's due. I know somebody said it wasn't me. See, it's because ADL didn't want to pay $4 million on a salary. Probably, man. Like, who knows anymore? But I want to get to this real quick, guys, and then maybe we'll cut out. We'll try to take a few questions. Pietro, hey, everyone, I just want to say something. It's effing ridiculous that 2021 we don't have high-quality and lag-free access to our team in Serie A. Generally speaking, I struggle to find a stream today, and seriously, F Juve. Thank you, Peter. Always,
well, hold on. So,
where do you live?
Pietro, I think, is in Canada. He's pretty sure.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure of that. We had a big thing the other week. So Fubo had announced that they had the exclusive rights to Canada with, 380 games. Turns out they were only broadcasting five. And one of those teams wasn't Napoli.
You know, I reread that statement that they made, the public release, right? They just – all they did was indicate that there's 380 games in a Serie A season. Did it say that they're showing 380 games. They said they're showing a minimum of 41 matches, which pissed me off. Because people don't really read a press release through and through. So they're going to see all 380 games. Oh, great. We're going to have all of the games.
Yeah.
And they don't specify that they don't have all of the matches available. Yeah. They didn't specify that. So that's why people got excited about Serie A coming to Fubo in Canada. And then when the schedule came out, it was only five matches in the weekend, they got pissed off again because now it's like, oh, you duped us. Every single account that you can reach, there they are after me again.
That's the Canadians lighting Fubo
that's the Canadian police. That's the Mounties. The Mounties are on their way.
It's the Fubo headquarters to come take me away. Right. All the Montreal Canadian fans.
It's not fair. I'm not going to say who, but I know a lot of Canadians who had to go in the illegal route. Pietro Trufaro, DM me. I'll take care of you, buddy.
Yeah. We know a guy, Pietro.
I'm
not blaming football, but Serie A, get your shit together. Give people the games. You want to grow as a country, as a league, as a whatever. People got to watch. You know, we need to watch games. This is not Justra de Gol. This is not Ryan Internazionale.
Nah, yeah.
Like, seriously. Like, we're sitting here streaming live. This shouldn't be a problem anymore, okay? Mm-mm. I'm doing this in my freaking living room. Like, please, get it done. For the Canadians, I'm with you. Broadcast Napoli Canada.
Manny
and
Chang.
For the other teams as well.
Manny Chang. This is Manny Chang, by the way, who was with us on Calcio Connection. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel Chang. I had no idea what Paramount Sports was until today here in the U.S. Well, I hope you subscribed because it's perfect. Let me tell you, I'm going to touch back again.
Nice job.
Yes, before we end with whatever we want to end with. I'm so happy that there's Marco, Matteo, Dre Cordero, Fabrizio Romano, and Joe Ankier, the host, who you could tell is new to Serie A, which I love. I love that she's new and a fresh face and is learning as she goes. I just think it's great. I love that there's analysis and that there's real life. Like, these guys, I mean, listen, I talk to Bonetti and Messina all the time. I've talked to Dre Cordero for Far From Vesuvius. These are guys that are on TV presenting Serie A that are so accessible to fans, and I love that. And another thing I love is that you're not going to get 2-3 sentences about Juve and then cut to Premier League talk, and then that for me is so big, and I love that it's on Paramount. I don't want to hear anybody complain about Paramount. There's a couple things maybe to be able to do a split screen or have different screens or if you have to watch on the go and you have to scroll through your phone for business, what have you, maybe they could do that picture in picture, whatever. All of that aside, Paramount is plus, brother. Paramount is plus. Very, very good first week. I loved it. Absolutely.
So let's get a big Fortunopoly up in the chat, guys. I'm going to put some closing music here for everybody. Good game, guys. Honestly, it's
good
really
game.
Good,
good start, baby. 3 points to the bank. 3 points to the bank.
Tre punti
in banca.
It was, you know, I know maybe for the first half or so it was a bit bit nerve-wracking, but honestly, all in all, I'm so happy to watch all the teams. You know, I watched a bunch of games this weekend, and it was certainly enjoyable. Feel good. I'm glad to be here nice on the ramp with Rafa and the crew, huh?
Nice little beat.
Yeah, no, I got
it. Yeah.
Feel good exit music, yeah. This is how I get us to go, or else we'll be here for another hour, you know. So that's how we roll here.
We might have to change it, though.
Was this me talking about? No. This is royalty-free. Royalty-free music. I pay for this. Let's keep it right. If any certain amount of people from a certain country in Europe,
from a certain league
got a problem, come talk to my account manager, sir. I got permission for this one. So,
we'll talk off the air about it.
We'll talk off the air. Yeah. We'll mention it.
But, hey, guys, before we go, I want to just again thank you so much for having me on. This was great.
Gaetano, thank you very much. I know you got busy guy, family, kids, wife. So do I. So do everybody else.
Okay.
Almost. But I love that you came in. We'll get you some good equipment like we talked on off the air.
Yeah,
we're gonna get you a nice mic. We're gonna get you a nice camera.
Yeah,
we're gonna hire you. We need our Tifosi involved as much as possible. Raf and I want to do this all season long.
Yeah,
we have a great guest lined up for Monday. Art Morelli will be in tomorrow. We're gonna start at 8:00. Yes, you heard it here. Zio Fart will be here. He loves the Venezia kit so much that he bought it. And he put it on today and posted during the match. And I'm going to give him shit for that. But that's okay. He's a big Napoli fan, and I love the guy. He's coming in tomorrow. Far From Vesuvius is back. Ken Trofredi on Twitch this morning. He's
going to
do another Twitch this week. Audio podcast. Check it out, even though we just played Venezia. Far From Vesuvius and myself had an interview with a guy named Marco Rinaldi, big Venezia fan. We're going to do that every week, too, behind enemy lines, talk to fans from other teams.
Yeah.
Nice. Get the formerly known as Frank Sidekick, now known as Dr. Henry Bell, Il Dottore di Napoli, Dr. Napoli himself. He's going to be in, too. Marco Cubani D'Onofrio is back, and he's back on Twitter.
Yeah,
Kirsten Schluitz has a book coming out about Napoli and its history in English. We're going to have her on, too. There's so much stuff. Guys, if you write, Gaetano, if you write, people in the chat, if you write,
yeah.
I got writers in here. I know I do. Where's Prince Salad? I need him too. Writers, I need writers for our WordPress site. Let's go. Far From Vesuvius, Raf and Raf Rant. Boom.
Go,
big things coming. Big things coming, baby. Love it.
Big shout out, guys. Thank you to everybody in the chat. It was a pleasure having everybody here with us.
Manny Chang just canceled dinner with the girlfriend.
Yeah,
8.
I put it up.
Tomorrow,
8 p.m., guys. Be square, man.
Right
definitely
here.
We'll talk a little bit more. We're going to speak to Art. It's going to be awesome. Gaetano, thank you again. I'm glad we had a little makeup show for you, man.
Thank you. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, get used to this face because you're certainly going to see him more, fellas out there. But until
then, Forza Napoli.
Forza Napoli. Shout out to everybody out there. We'll see you again soon. Bye. Ciao, guys. All right.